You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sand Presents Intellectually Petty Radio. My name is Jobs, and we got the plug in the building. And we got Cassidy, the legend, the GOAT, coming on tonight. That's pretty fire.
Fire.
That's very fire. And let me, got to change the name on the whatchamacallit. But what was you about to say, Rome, before we went live?
Yo, you seen the, you know, I can't think of his nigga's name, but the third party who recorded the bird of Matt Aubrey.
And, I haven't seen him, but why? What happened?
Bro, this dude went on CNN with a lawyer, right? With his lawyer. And his lawyer's defense pretty much was, my client's too stupid.
You gotta be kidding me, bro.
This is a defense, bro. His defense was, my client didn't finish the ninth grade. He doesn't have a high school diploma. So he pretty much said he's stupid off the rip. So, yo, this nigga went on CNN with Chris Cuomo, bro. I'm talking about had a heartfelt interview on CNN with his lawyer, why his lawyer portrayed him as being stupid, as to why he wasn't involved with the murder. Now, I want to say after the interview, within, let's say 10 to 14 days, he ended up being charged. Come to find out. Yo, they found... He portrayed it as if he was just a good Samaritan recording this, and he thought that releasing the video footage of the murder would clear the father and son of so, you know, you can't make this shit up. So then after more investigations follow up, come to find out that's not what this nigga was doing. This nigga hit Ahmaud Arbery with his car, with his truck.
Yeah.
They found traces of his fabric from the shirt that he was wearing, his fingerprint, DNA, and a dent in the front of the truck. Like, this is the problem with America, bro. This nigga tried to white guy his way out of a murder. With all the evidence leading up to him being involved in the murder.
You know, they going to prison, bro.
Listen, that is drunk on whiteness.
They going to prison, bro. They going to prison.
White privilege, absolutely. White privilege is intoxicating, bro.
It's
stronger than heroin, meth, whatever you want to compare it to it, bro. But I just say all that to say, like, this is the problem with the society and the country. That the fact that a motherfucker, like,
hold on 1 second, bro, because I think we got the GOAT waiting in right quick. So before we get him on, man, I gotta make sure that I introduce the legend, the GOAT, been in the game for years, doing his thing. Bars. We got Cassidy in the building. That's fucking fire, man. And we're just waiting on his audio to connect. And actually, it's not Cassidy, it's his chair, which is even doper because that's a dope fucking chair. What's good, bro? The bars is back. I love him, that t-shirt too. How you doing, King?
What's up with you, boy?
I'm good, man. My name is Jobs, and I got my co-host, The Plug, in the building. What's up with you, man? How's life?
The plug. What's up with y'all?
Peace, guys. Peace. What's good, bro?
Anything, man.
Got the bars is back. Okay. Smoking on something good. What's that tree like in Philly?
I guess it's like it is everywhere. I ain't in Philly right now, though.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. I'm from Detroit, and we got the whole
Philly
little,
a big city, so it's loud out there.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it was, man. What's it like, though, growing up in Philly?
I don't know, because I don't know what it's like growing up nowhere else. So, but it was pretty good for me, man. I made it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you did your thing, bro. Niggas is proud of you, man. You've been in the game for a minute, man. You stay consistent to who you are, and bars, always bars. Your first rhyme, do you remember that?
Yeah. I wrote my first rhyme in the fourth grade. That's when I decided I was going to become a rapper. I was going to be the best. I really wanted to become a rapper after I wrote that rap. So I remember it.
The fourth grade, bro?
Yeah.
That's fire.
Right. I was barely tying my shoes in the fourth grade. My mama was still buying my shoes out of piles. That's what they used to call them in the fourth grade. And you already knew. That's dope as fuck, bro. How does it feel to be a legend now after that dream?
It's a beautiful look. That's the reason why I wanted to rap, to be a legend, to be the best, considered one of the nicest with putting words together. That's the reason why I fell in love with it, because in the fourth grade, I didn't really know about paying bills and getting money. So all I wanted to do it for was to be the best. So, and I had a head start because my mom and my dad both rapped before I was born. So I was like born in the hip hop.
That's fire.
All of the old heads from my hood that raised me was in the hip hop. It's like everybody around me was already in the hip hop. So I came up around it, but I really told myself I'm gonna be a rapper and take this shit serious in the fourth grade.
That is fucking fire, man. Man, that's fucking fire. My God, man. I'm so jealous right now. I can't smoke, man. I just had surgery. But God.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Oh my God. Hey, I'm still living, bro. You feel me?
Sure.
The shit could have been ugly because I had heart surgery. The shit could have really been ugly. You know, let's see. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Me too. You know, 2020 has been a bitch for motherfuckers, especially myself. My God. This coronavirus shit, man, is killing niggas. Or do you believe in the coronavirus? Because I heard one of your freestyles and it sounds like you think it's a hoax.
I don't believe it's a hoax, the actual virus. I believe it exists. I mean, I know people that caught the coronavirus, so I believe it exists, but I don't believe all the hype around it is credited. Like, okay. I don't believe enough people died. It affected enough people. I don't feel like it's about to be the end of the world, like everybody about to die from it. I don't feel like that.
Okay. I got you on that one. I can understand that one. That's a tough one, though, man. I think it's somewhere in the middle. I think it's a shitload of people getting it. But like you said, not as many. But I think it may get worse this fall.
I don't think so, because it started in China and went all around the world. And you know what I mean? The death rate ain't even that high. So if it was going to come back, it would have came back over there before it come back over here. I think it's just like a lot of fear that they trying to put in people. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that's catching it, and it is certain people that's dying it that got like pre-illnesses, like, you know what I mean? Other stuff that's going on with them. So it's hard to fight the COVID off. But the majority of the people that I know got it, had it and beat it like a flu.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, the flu wiped more people out than Corona, and people still going outside. They wasn't washing their hands or putting masks on their face when they knew about the flu. Like 40 million people died from AIDS and people still going raw all the time. They had me go raw.
That's a fact.
It was like the globe, people died from Corona and everybody acting like they ready just locking the house for the rest of their life. It's like, come on, man.
All right, man. How many albums do you actually have under your belt?
I believe like official albums, 5. And I'm about to release another one in a few weeks. So that'll be 6.
Okay. What you dropping? What's the name of it?
It's called The Energy.
You doing the beats on that?
Nah, I did like one or two tracks on it, but I used my production team, got a dope producer called Crooklyn Beats. Bishop Make It Not, my whole team. I just used a bunch of different producers on this project, but I feel better about this project than I ever did about any project that I came out with. I never felt this happy or this confident about a project before. So I'm excited and I can't wait to get it out, man.
That's dope. You putting it out yourself?
What you say?
My fault. Go ahead, Ron.
Nah, so this next project coming out, you expecting, you considering it the best piece of work
For sure.
out of your catalog?
Definitely. For sure, definitely.
Fire.
There's a lot of crazy shit, man. A lot of different beats per minute. Dope topics, everything. Like, I always have bars. I'm always gonna say some creative shit. I'm just talking about the beats, the ad libs, the concepts, the flow play, the direction of the whole project, the samples that I used, everything that's about the project is just crazy. So I
Yeah, you
can't wait, man.
definitely have like the bar, like you say, the bar's always been there, man. But the last few joints I'd have heard you on, man, it's like the wisdom is just phenomenal now. I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you. And on top of those six albums, though, I also dropped a bunch of mixtapes that nowadays could be considered albums too, because they had it
Right.
like not like just rapping over instrumentals. I mean, like a bunch of original music. And sometimes my mixtapes be having 30, 40 songs on it. So it'd be like about three, four albums worth of material that I just put out for the streets, like Mayhem Music, Cassidy the Barbarian, Apply Pressure 1 and 2, like mixtapes like those. I recently released two other new mixtapes called Banana Clip Volume 1 and Volume 2, and it's on all platforms. It's mixtapes that I put together of features that I did with big artists that never made my album, but it's floating around features with a lot of big artists around the world. So I put them all together on one project and I dropped two of those, Banana Clip Volume 1 and Volume 2. So I'm dropping music all of the time, but an official album. And I mean, nowadays it don't matter if you call it a mixtape, an album, or whatever, it all count the same.
That's true. And does that bother you?
Nah, not at all, because I'm creative and I like the work. So I got unlimited material. So it could be called whatever you want to call it. I'm gonna just keep coming with it. I think the people that's uncomfortable is the dudes that's not as creative, can't keep coming up with dope records. So they like that when you can rely off just one record. You could just have one record and really get lit off
Yeah.
that. I think those type of artists used to like it back then. Now it require you to put in more work because you gotta be more consistent because the attention span is shorter.
That's a fact.
Very true.
You
Very
know,
true.
and you can buy lyrics now, like at the grocery store. So that's a whole different ball game too. You know, like I was checking out one of the Vlad interviews you did. And you was like, if you buying lyrics, you can't be in the top five.
Yeah,
Still
you
feel
can't.
that way?
Yeah, I don't feel like you could be in the top of nothing that's got to do with being the lyricist or the dopest writer. I mean, you could be at the top as far as like being an entertainer, a dancer, a performer, things like that. You know what I mean? You could be at the top of those type of categories. But if somebody writing your music, you can't say that you're the best lyricist or the best MC because you don't even write your music.
What if it's just one song?
I mean, it depends. You would have to take that song, whatever song that somebody wrote for you, you would have to take that song out of the equation when you're determining how dope you is.
Okay.
And if a
Okay.
bunch of people wrote a bunch of stuff for you, then you would have to take all of that stuff out the equation when you're determining how nice you is as a lyricist.
And see, the way I look at it like steroids in baseball. Like this is basically the bio lyrics era. So who is the it is, bruh. Like with the exception of probably J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, like everybody else is I don't know. Like
Can't
I'm not sure.
You can't say the exception is like, yeah, I know what you're doing. You're trying to cape for Grant. So, yo, Cash, listen.
I disagree. I don't think this is the by your lyrics era, because MC's been buying lyrics since the beginning of time. Like, I just did a song called The Four Elements, and I was breaking down how the Sugar Hill Gang song, a hip hop, hip to the hip, that was ghost written. So yep. They was buying lyrics from the first record that was ever put out. So you can't say it's a thing now when they've been doing it forever. It just was hitting more, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't so out in the open as much. I mean, back then. But now it's like people kind of focusing on it more. But I think it's still the same amount of artists that used to get written for back then is still getting written for now. I don't really think it changed that much.
I think you need to have like Josh made the comparison with steroids and baseball. Like, you should have an asterisk next to your name. Like, he caped for Drake, you know what I'm saying, on the low. That's all it's about. He a big Drake fan, you know what I'm saying? And we argue all the time. I'm straight up like, you got a ghostwriter, you can't be in no type of gold conversation, period. You know what I mean? I come from that era.
For sure.
He's just a huge Drake fan, and he just wanna cape for his man. You know what I'm saying? And he wants to buy a claim.
But see, that's not true, man. It's not that I'm a huge Drake fan, it's just my man been on top of the game for like a decade. So at some point I'm like, buying this shit or not, for him, I think he's in a different league than other niggas buying their shit. I really do. Like, I would put Kanye like one of the top five artists, and Kanye not writing everything.
Kanye don't write everything. Yeah. But Kanye never claimed to be an MC either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Kanye don't go on wax dissing niggas. You know what I'm saying? So when you step into an MC arena, you gotta be an MC.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, man, Cass, with the battle rap, like, we fucks with the URL heavy. And you like what, 5003-0, correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I think you did the best Diz impersonation that I have seen. Like, that shit was fucking classic, man. Where you get the inspiration for the battle raps, especially versus Disaster?
With these battle rappers, I feel like my real battle career was like from 1995 to 2001. And since then, I done made so much other accomplishments and did so much other stuff that I feel like these battle rap dudes is not really on my level. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they got potential, but they got to accomplish and do way more before you can compare them to me. Mm-hmm. So when I go out there, I really just be playing with them dudes. And that was a form of play, like, just doing his style, just letting them see, like, y'all think that is dope. Y'all think that he doing something crazy when he just rhyming these words like that, but that shit ain't really nothing. Like, none of them niggas do is really nothing. Like, I could imitate all of them dudes because the styles that they use is, like, dated. And they think it's not. They think they be trying to say mine is, but I originated, like, most of the stuff in the figurative language and the stuff that they putting together, like, I've been did it before battle rap even, like, well, battle rap leagues even started. Like, I've been doing that. So that's why I go out there and I be playing with them dudes, because I know I'm just way better than them.
You going to battle again?
Of course. I'm the biggest thing in battle rap, selling most tickets, the most viewed, most attention to battle rap. Every league want to book me. That's why we talk all the time. All of them want to book me because I'm the energy. So I'm going to have to come back.
And your shit talking game is A1. Like, ain't nobody better at pumping up a battle, talking shit about the opponent before the pre-fight shit talking is phenomenal. I like to see you and Surf. That, I think that would be a fire ass battle. No? I mean, Rome, you look disappointed,
man. I'm
not
really a fan of no battle rappers like that. So, I mean, if that's what you're like, that's good. But I won't say, like, that's something I would like to see. Like, I'm not really.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and I know no battle rapper could fuck with me. Like, I don't care who they is, so.
Yo, the battle, the battle I want to see you, the battle, my first question is, are you strictly sticking to one league?
Hell no. That's for them. Them like battle rappers and kids. Like, I don't belong to no league. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right, got a check for me. I come do that battle and that's it. Like, I'm not even signing a record label. So why would I sign to a battle league?
That's a bet. Okay. But you know how the politics, you know how the politics go in the game though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So the battle respect. I want to see you versus 40 Cal. Now hear me out. I want to see you versus 40 Cal just because you both do music and you both came back to battle rap and you both came from up the DVD era. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I grew up on the DVD era. So I followed your whole career. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you from starting from the freeway battle up to this point, you know what I mean, in time. Almost the same thing with 40 Cal. I think it'd just be dope for hip hop, period. You know what I'm saying? To have two dudes from somewhere out of the same era who both do music. And even like after your good battle, like you dropped another joint that was all fire, was straight bars. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it because it was fire. I think you and 40 Cal.
40 don't really do music though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, never had a hit. He never started. Never sold no records. He never made history. He never changed the game. Like, he never did shit like I did. So you can't compare us. Like, he never really signed no deal, had no budgets behind him. He never had no real A&R sitting in the studio with him. He never had none of that. Like, he was, like, riding off of niggas that had that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
That's the reason why we, like, super completely different. Like, just my first single alone is just bigger than everything he ever did his whole career. Just one record alone. And that's not bad. Mention everything I did after that. So it's like, we're not in the same conversation. But, you know, like I said, the same way he'd like to see Surf, if you would like to see that, tell him make it happen. I don't got no picks. When they bring me the check, I tell them to pick whoever they want. So if they pick 40 or Surf or whoever, any of them niggas could get it. Them niggas.
Do you watch battle rap, though?
If they want to be partners and they want to be on the stage at the same time against me, they can get it together. It don't matter.
So let me ask you, I mean, you've worked with legends in the game throughout your career, from a Kiss to a Styles to Hov, Mary J, Wayne, Fab, numerous others. Has that ever been anybody on wax that you did a song with and you was like, yo, I know I gotta be on my A game? Like, who made you push your pen right then and there because you know you was on a song with?
I always push my pen. I'm always trying to be the best, man. And I'm not like, I never got on a song with nobody. I'm like, oh, I got to do better because I always do my best. That's for the people that be bullshitting. They be bullshitting all the time. And then when they get on a song with a big person, they like, oh, I got to really focus because they don't focus most of the time. Mm. But I focus all the time. Like, it could be like a quarantine rap that I'm about to just put on Instagram. Could be some freestyle I'm doing the radio. Freestyle I'm gonna throw out. It could be real songs, features, whatever. I go serious all of the time, so it don't really matter. And that's why I be willing to do songs with all of these artists. Like, I like collaborating and working with other people, but a lot of people be scared to work with me because I'm intimidating. And I don't let up, and they know I'm gonna go hard every record. And it's like, it's a risk jumping on a song with me. So like, when I was at my biggest point, people was taking the chance of doing it. But now that I'm independent and I'm moving on my own, it's like a risk to do a record with me. Like, what's the point of them jumping on the record with me and risk getting bodied? And they know 9 times out of 10 that's what's gonna happen. So, and most artists know they could do their best. Like, they could write their best verse possible and still get bodied. And that's the scary part. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could say the best shit I could possibly say and he still sound better than me. So I don't really wanna do records with this nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
Word.
got a better chance to see me doing records with girls or singers or like people that feel like they ain't in competition with what I do.
Yo, but I mean, yo, real shit, you always been one of the best, like most well-rounded artists. Cause I mean, you speak on political shit, you get on lyrical shit, you can make girl songs, you know what I'm saying? You spit gutter shit. Like you equivalently got like the whole rap 360, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like you almost touched every topic, you know what I mean? That's one thing I always respected about you as an artist. So you know, I understand what you're saying, like talk your shit, man.
Yeah, I knew from the beginning. That's why I called my first album Split Personality, to let people know I was gonna be in that bag. Like, I ain't gonna just stay on one topic, be talking about one thing. Like, I really rap, so whatever my mind on, I'ma rap about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's gonna be a bunch of different shit happening in the world. I'ma be growing up, I'ma be maturing, I'ma be going through different shit in my life. So y'all gonna hear different sides of me. And it's not going to be the same, but it's always going to be dope. And I'm never going to cheat on the science. So no matter what I'm talking about, you're going to always hear syllables pieced up. I'm never going to cheat on that. You always going to hear figurative language, metaphors, similes, and comparisons that's original, not stolen from nobody. So that's what I try to bring to the table all of the time. Never cheat on the science and try to teach everybody else to have that same mentality so that we could get the best music possible.
That's dope.
When I say that, some people don't even really understand what I'm saying. When I say don't cheat on the science, when I say the science, period, the average rapper don't even understand what I'm talking about because they don't really even understand rap. Like, you know, man, they don't really even understand this shit.
Shit, that's like Kobe, like, you know.
Syllables. When I say syllables, some rappers don't even know what I mean. Like, they don't even understand what I'm saying. It's like going over their head. So how could you expect them to do it if they don't even understand? Like,
right.
And it's all different type of rap. So that's why we got the type of rap we got, where you going to have niggas that's not lyrical. Because some niggas can't even say a sentence well. Like, they can't even put words together to say a sentence. So how you expect them to be able to rap good?
Fact. Yo, what was it like coming up when you first came in the game in a Rough Riders camp? Like, I hear stories about the pit, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen Kiss speak on it, you know what I'm saying? But from you, from a personal experience, what was it like coming in there at what, like 16, 17?
Yeah, I was 16. Yeah. And I signed the Rough Riders when I turned 17. So I was out there early. I came from that though. Like, before I met the Rough Riders, I was battling every day anyway. Like, I used to do that every day. Like, that was just the cloth I was cut from. So when I went out there, I was the one saying I wanted to spit and I wanted to battle. So because I had that type of attitude, they used to set it up a lot. Anybody that came around saying they wanted to rap had to go through me. So that's how I was, had so many battles all the time. Cause it was always niggas trying to come get interviews or, you know what I mean, meetings with the Rough Riders and trying to get deals and situations. And there was a bunch of rap niggas coming up all of the time. Anytime niggas wanted to rap, they had to go through me. So ever since I came around, like Kiss, The Lox, DMX, Eve, Drag, none of them had to battle no more. Like, ever since I came around and got signed, you never heard about them having to go through nothing to do nothing. Because niggas had to go through me first and they couldn't get through me.
Word. Word.
So let me ask you this, bro. Oh, go ahead, bro. I just want to know if you got any regrets.
Nah. I feel like everything happened for a reason. And sometimes while things happening, you might think it's a good thing, but down the line, you might realize that that could have hurt something in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes shit be happening and it seems like it's the worst thing in the world, is a tragedy. But after you overcome it, you realize it was a blessing because it helped you grow in a certain way. So I don't got no regrets. Everything I did, I was supposed to do. Everything that happened was supposed to happen. And it is what it is.
I feel that. My bad, Rom. Go ahead.
Yo, like, what was life like after the freeway battle hit DVDs? Like, did the more money start coming after the freeway battle got released, or was, you know, shit kind of the same and then you made everything pop on your own?
Now, I was already signed before when we had the freeway battle. So I was always already working on my first project already about to release music. And, you know what I mean? Get it rolling anyway. Plus, I already had a little buzz from the DVDs, the work that I was putting in my city and from Battle Rap. So I already had a little buzz from the people that did know me. And then I was about to put out some music on more mainstream level. So the money was already about to start coming in. And it wasn't like social media and shit like it is now. Like if it was like nowadays, instantly when it went out, it would have, you know what I mean, got you lit. But it took time. Like, and I mean, at first it started out on a mixtape, just the audio, like a mixtape DJ got it and just put the audio out. So the majority of the people that heard the battle was just on audio. They just listened to it. Then later on, you know what I mean, it started coming out on DVD. But, you know what I mean, this was before YouTube and all that stuff was big, so it was hard for people to see it and get their hands on it. It took time for it to get around the world,
right?
You know what I mean? So by time the majority of the people got familiar with it, I was already doing other shit with music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Your mask was overrated, though. I can't front, man. Oh, Freeway, no, Freeway. It's overrated, man.
You bugging, though. Like, hey, yo, and this is what I've been trying to explain to you. Like, you had to battle to get a deal back then. You had to be able to battle to have a deal back then. You know what I'm saying? You had to have the ability to battle, not that you had to battle. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, Free was on the hottest label at the time. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, Rock, Free was on the hottest label at the time. So, like,
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah, like, I heard the rounds on a Big Mike mixtape. And that's what made me buy the DVD. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. I heard it.
That's what's up.
I know he was on one of the hottest labels at that time. But when I heard them niggas popping shit and acting like they got the best niggas, and I feel like I'm on the hottest record label around. For one, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas selling records, moving around, doing their thing. But for two, I'm on it. So I feel like it's the best label. So they was talking this Rockefeller shit. And I'm like, I'm Rough Riders. What is niggas talking about? So that's why it went like how it went, and we had the battle, you know what I'm saying, and go at it. But I think Freeway more dope with making music and records. Like the type of in and out flow and the type of flow play he used is good for beats. That's why he was saying, put on the beat. Because he knows his flow and his style would have probably sound better on beat. But for straight acapella battle rap, like how we used to do back in the day and how they still try to do it to this day, you can't use the flow that Free be putting together with them type of joints he do on the beat. So I ain't think they was gonna pick Freeway, and I knew it wasn't gonna go as good as it, like as he thought it was, or it wasn't gonna go as good as like he just did on the radio when the beats was on.
Oh, so you knew that was an easy dub.
Yeah, I ain't even think they was gonna pick Free, because I'm from Philly, so I know how they rap. Like, that wasn't my first time hearing Free. I heard him before. We battled before. And I know that in and out flow that he used is like, it wasn't gonna go good with no beat. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to catch and understand that type of flow he do when there's no beat there. But when the beat there, you could flow with it and follow it, and it sound dope. So I ain't think they was gonna pick him. I thought they would pick a different person with a different type of flow that might sound better without a beat. But they picked him.
So you was ready for whoever.
Yeah.
Anybody could have got it. Anybody.
So let me ask you this, bro. You got into a car accident, and I can't remember what year that was. I got it. Oh, 2006. Did that change you after the fact? Did you appreciate shit more?
I guess you could say that, but it changed me because I suffered like a lot of damage. I went into a coma and I had amnesia, so I had to get my memory back. So I guess you could say that's kind of how it affect me. I suffered brain damage. They said I wasn't even going to be able to rap again. So it took time for me to heal and get better. So I guess that affected me. And I felt blessed to overcome that like that. For them to think that I wasn't going to be able to rap again, think I was never going to be the same. And I overcome that after I just overcame a situation where they was trying to give me life for the death penalty in jail. So I overcame both of them situations. So it changed me, made me appreciate just being free and having life and being able to live and do what I love to do. So I was in a different bag right after those incidents happened because, I mean, anybody would be.
Yeah, the whole, man, yeah, man. We was rooting for you too, man, with the jail situation too, bro. Like we damn sure was, especially in Detroit. I don't know about other cities, but we was rooting for you. I'm glad you pulled through that shit too, bro.
Nah, I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, no doubt,
I was
man.
Everywhere, man.
Oh my God, I don't even know how, like, it makes me look at, like, just kind of going through your story. It just made me look at some of the shit I've been going through, and it's kind of pales in comparison. Like, I ain't never had to experience no shit like that, man. That's crazy. Do it change your circle after you overcome all that? Like, do you tighten things up, or are you still fucking with the same people?
Both. You definitely got to eliminate some people, but I still got people on my circle from the beginning still. So guess both.
Okay.
I definitely tighten my circle. I ain't just hang around everybody and was doing the same stuff. I learned a lot from it. And I mean, grew, matured, made a lot of changes. And that's the reason why it happened. Like, it wasn't a punishment. It wasn't like I did something wrong and needed to be penalized. It's like it happened so that I could make the adjustments that I needed to make to be in a better place.
That's some real shit. You still fuck with Swiss?
As far as what?
Just period. Like, what's up? How you doing? Do we call, check on you? Shit like that?
Beats? Of course. I mean, Swiss family. You know what I mean? Like, so we're going to always communicate. But we don't fuck with each other like as much as we used to when we was doing I'm a Hustler and all these records and I was signed to his label and all of that stuff. Because he had money in me. He had interest in me. So we had to be communicating more and around each other more. Now we're not necessarily doing business. The business he's doing is something different. The business I'm doing is something different. So it's not as much of a need for us to be around or communicating the same, but it's still all love. We still family.
That's real shit.
Oh, and we got a couple people out there from Cali and from South Africa that said they love what you're doing, man. Been fucking with you for years, and shout out to you.
Shout out to the people out there, South Africa. Can't wait to go out there. Salute.
Actually, that would be dope. I know a couple of artists out there too, man. You know, so you going out there, you trying to, you know, do some things. I'm sure you could probably make some money while you're out there. So yeah, no niggas want to get some of them bars.
The world open back up. Hopefully I'll be out there.
Yeah, this closed down shit is like really blowing me.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. Shit. I'm trying to think. My bad. It's my auntie calling me. One of our listeners also wanted to know, are you still a Christian? And what are your thoughts on the 5%ers and the Israelites?
I'm not a Christian. I don't claim no religion. I'm not religious. I just believe in the truth. And as far as the 5%ers and the Israelites, I believe what they believe in and what they ride with is all a part of the truth too. I believe every religion, everything that everybody follow, even atheists, even people that follow science, everybody that follows something, they follow when it's based off some truth, you know what I mean? But a lot of the truth through the years has been manipulated for other reasons, right? There's financial reasons, control reasons, a lot of these things been manipulated for other purposes, but mainly all of the religions, all of the things that people following is fragments of the truth. And if you put it all together, all of the ideas, all of the things that people study and follow and bring it all together, then you'll have the real truth.
See, the way I look at it, man, if the shit makes you a better person, a better human being, believe in whatever the fuck you want to believe in.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I will say the shit that I went through recently, it has definitely, I got way more faith than I did prior to, I put it that way.
Belief come with information. If you got lack of information and you only study to a certain point, then you can't expect to believe in something that's beyond your understanding. Even the stuff that people believe in is beyond the understanding. The average person that say they believe in a certain God don't even fully understand that religion that they in. You know what I'm saying? So it's not easy to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the religion and the things you study. So it come with information. Like, I mean, you got to study, you got to have people that put you on the information, you got to know where to find it, and you got to have the common sense to be able to decipher what's false information and what's real, and be able to put whole stories together to get the big picture out of the story. Because some people like to focus on details. Like, I could tell you a story that I heard somebody tell me, and I could retell it. I might not say it in the exact same words. I might leave out words and not say it exactly like him. But if I understand the moral of the story, I might could say it in my own way and get the same moral off to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it might not be every little detail matter. The other person might have told me the boy had on Nikes, and I said he had on Jordans. And you know what I'm saying? But yeah, those details might not be what matters in the story. It might be something else that matters in the story. But if you just focus on, he said he had on Nikes and he said he had on Jordans, it's a contradiction. It don't make no sense. That's not right. Then you'll be all day fighting over them little small details, but it don't make sense. It don't matter if he had on Nikes, Jordans, Tims, he was barefoot. That's not the moral of the story. That's not the point of the story that they want you to know. It's something different. So I believe if you bring all of the things that people believe together, that's when you will get the real truth. And you're going to start seeing that happen. Like, you see this revolution, you see everybody coming together, regardless of religion, regardless of race, regardless of sexual preference or where they from, what city, what state, how tall, how short they is, like, everybody coming together for one cause. And when you come together like that, that's how you get the real information, because you get information from other people. That's how you was born in a certain place. You wasn't born like the first man that was alive. You was born in a certain place, and that was all off the information, the people that came before you. That's why you was born with airplanes and cars already. You was born with electricity and like stuff like that. You wasn't born like the first man that came in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was all on the strength of the people that came before you. But the way information had to get passed back in the day was harder. You had to travel, you had to explore, you had to write, the people had to get the books. It was just harder. Now with all this technology, it's easier for people around the world to communicate and get the ideas around to the world. So it's gonna make people get smarter. That's why you're seeing more people feel like they woke, and everybody waking up and understanding more. The people that was religious at one point is like moving away and growing from that. The people that ain't believing God and ain't believing nothing at all is trying to find some type of religion. And it's like everybody waking up and growing, climbing up the ladder now, because that's the time we in.
Do you think this is real revolution taking place right now? Or do you think it's just because niggas ain't got a whole lot to do? Like, ain't no football, ain't no baseball, ain't no basketball, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like when these sports come back, that niggas is gonna keep the same energy?
I believe everything happened for a reason. The universe is in control. So the reason why I shut down and it ain't no sports, and the reason why we went through that first, was to put people in a place to be able to do what they needed to do to make the world change. So it don't matter if they would have did it if sports was around or not. Obviously they wouldn't have. That's why the universe shut down everything, shut down the world, so that people could be in a certain place, so that they could be ready for what was about to happen. You mean? And that's what be happening. Like I said earlier, sometimes I'm the worst things in the world before a reason. Like when I went through my situation, it was all to make me better. And this situation, this COVID stuff, which seemed like a bad thing, seemed like it's like, damn, it's fucked up. But it really was a blessing. You had to sit the people down so that they could be prepared for what was about to happen. And that was change.
Right.
That's some real shit. And these niggas, man, it's been almost 20 days. Like this ain't just, you know, like before where it's a day or two and then shit die off. Like I've been impressed with the consistency and the effort for shit almost 3 weeks now. That's some crazy shit, man. We ain't seen that.
For sure. Nobody never seen that. It's going down in history and we living through it. So it's a good thing.
It's been one hell of a year, man. Let me see. Wherever. Do you listen to the critics? And if so, is there, what's the most accurate criticism you've heard?
I do listen to critics if they make sense. If they base any criticism off some type of science, some type of real information, but if the criticism don't add up and it don't make sense, then I don't listen. But specific criticism, I can't remember like offhand what was the, you know what I mean?
I feel you. And that makes sense too. It's kind of like if you want to criticize Jordan, you got to be like an upper echelon player for him to even consider listening to your shit.
For sure. You know, and that's how I feel. It's like, I mean, you can learn something from anybody, like even a baby. So I'm not saying I don't want to listen. Somebody might got something wise to say. That's what I'm saying. If it makes sense and it's based off something, then I take heed. But I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I know the science and how to rap and put this together better than anybody else. So a lot of the people that be critics don't be the people that do what I do, because the people that do what I do will probably understand how dope I am. It be the people that don't really know nothing about rap, don't even really write raps and don't really understand the science that it try to criticize.
Right.
How can you criticize when you don't know nothing about what I do? Like, you know what I'm saying? But right. People used to that. People criticize basketball players all the time. Why the fuck you missed that shot? They never made a shot. Like every time they was playing with their homies, they never made a good shot. They never could play ball. They never picked them on the team. But they screaming at the best niggas in the world, talking, "You fucking bum, you missed that shot." And it's like, how you saying that to that man? Like you could never do what that man do. Like, but that's how people feel. Though. They feel like, you know, that's just how niggas is, man.
Man, speaking of basketball,
that never criticize actors. He's a horrible actor. You see what he did in that movie? He fucking was horrible. But you ask them to act any part, they couldn't pull it off at all. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, man. I've done that. I'm one of them niggas, man. Like I have criticized some motherfuckers, and I can't. Oh my god, especially actors, man. Like this nigga was horrible in this movie. I can't even tell a straight lie. Yeah. So I'm guilty, bro. My bad, Ron. What was you about to say?
Nah.
I'm sure, if Forrest Whitaker, or, you know what I'm saying? Denzel or one of them, Will Smith or somebody try to give him some pointers, they might listen to them. You know what I'm saying? Because they really do. They really been through it. Played with big budgets, know how that pressure feel. So the information coming from them, they might take. But a dude like you, that never acted and can't tell a straight lie, never
heard. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of basketball, how you feel about the NBA and this new playoff format for the rest of the season?
I ain't really up on it. I ain't even really even familiar how it's going to go, man.
What? Yo, it's crazy.
However, as long as sports is back, there's a lot of sports fans, a lot of people missing sports and can't wait till it come back. So however it come back, I'm going to be happy with it. And a lot of my homies is in the league, miss playing. I know they can't wait to get back on the court. So however they got to do it, I just hope they get it done soon.
No doubt.
And bro, I'm not sure how much more time we got with you, but I did want to get our other co-host, Brother Greg, on the line, if you cool with that.
All right. I got to do another interview, though.
Okay. Just let us know, man, and we'll keep it moving. And before you even go, man, we truly, truly appreciate your time, your energy, and your wisdom, bro. Very dope. Very dope.
Nah, thanks for having me, man. It's all love.
Oh, shit. That's dope, man. And you welcome over this way anytime. And if we want, when we want to get the new project, where do we go? Just the all the streaming services, iTunes, the whole nine.
For sure. And I got new music on all of the platforms already. I just recently released, 11 to 12 songs from off my Bars and Beats project. It's a project that I'm gonna do 100% of the beats and write 100% of the lyrics. So I dropped 11 to 12 new records from that. It's on all platforms, so y'all can listen to that right now. But the new project, The Energy, is coming in the next couple of weeks. I got the video shoot for one of the records on Saturday. So we're going to be pushing it real strong, and it's a crazy project. I can't wait. Everybody tuned in, too. Go to the website, www.cassidythehustler.com. The duh is D-A. And the hustler is with an A, not an E-R. CassidyTheHustler.com. That's the webpage with all the merchandise, all the bars is back, gear, snapbacks, fitteds, dads, shirts, hoodies, sweatsuits, jackets. We even got Corona masks, anything you need. And then follow me on social media, Cassidy_Larceny. I'm verified blue check. So everybody just, you know what I mean, stay in touch on Instagram. I'm always putting up new music every day. Nobody outwork me. My work ethic is incredible. Nobody working harder than me. So every day is just new records, new covers, new songs, new waves, we just creative over here, man. I'm just working. So everybody just tune in.
No doubt, man. Definitely appreciate you again, like I say, man. And Dan, what's the queen name? Your publicist. I want to make sure we give her a shout out too.
Yeah, peace to her, man.
MJ. And MJ, is that MJ MJS Hip Hop CONNEX on Instagram? Make sure I get that right. Y'all go follow her on Instagram because she's the plug. She's the plug's plug. Shout out. Anyway, man, again, man, we appreciate you, man. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. My skin is my sin and the number one. And if you ever need anything, man, we're here for you, bro.
Nah, we're going to do it again real soon. Thanks for having me, man. Y'all keep doing that thing, man. Stay germ free. It's Corona season, man.
Guess why I'm in the basement. Peace.
Peace, guys.
Easy.